Some distance ahead of their forgotten companion, Jeb and Henry huffed their way closer to the dogs. Henry had begun to feel his whiskey and wished Jeb would stop so he could lean against a tree for a minute to catch his breath. His belly, which hung habitually below his shirt, was scratched and bleeding from a brief encounter with a greenbrier vine. Although he was younger than Jeb, years of tipping the bottle and not knowing when to step away from the table had given him an enormous gut. Tonight his sorry physical condition had begun to tell. His chest heaved with the effort of keeping up with his friend, whose own drinking habits had somehow left him less impaired. "Come on!" Jeb shouted from the path ahead. "We're almost there!" Alarmed at the painful thumping of his heart against his ribcage, Henry skidded to a stop. Gasping, he leaned on a dead sycamore, then slid slowly down to a sitting position on the damp leaves. He needed to rest or he would have a heart attack for sure. "I'll be there in a minute," he wheezed out between gasps. "I gotta catch my breath." Jeb stopped long enough to scowl back at him before disappearing up the deer trail without a word. Jeb felt certain the dogs could only be about a couple of hundred yards away. He felt for the extra shells inside his jacket and walked slowly toward the dogs. They had stopped baying, and the sudden quiet struck him disagreeably. Had those useless dogs lost the coon? He thought for sure they had it treed. Barking and snarling erupted from the woods up the trail from him. The dogs sounded as if they had gone insane. Whatever they had run into, he had never heard anything so savage in his life. Its enraged shrieks chilled his blood. A deafening roar not 100 feet away nearly loosened his over-full bladder, and he suddenly felt ashamed of his cowardice. He found his voice and croaked out harshly. "Reb, come here, boy. Get away from there." The adrenaline pumping through him had quickly sobered him. He stood listening to the din and fighting the urgent instinct to run that pulsed throughout his body. Another roar sounded from the unseen beast. Then he heard cracking timber. A high-pitched, agonized yelp from one of the dogs galvanized him. He loaded up and started forward. Something exploded from the underbrush, and he stumbled backwards with a startled cry. His finger tightened convulsively on the trigger, and his shotgun discharged, shredding the trees above his head. Belle had stopped a few yards past him. She darted a look back down the trail in the direction of the Führer and quivered uncontrollably. Jeb stared at her in open-mouthed stupefaction. "What's wrong with you? Come here, girl." He started toward her, but she backed away, growling past him at the thick wall of trees. She glanced in his direction once more, then, tail tucked, disappeared into the underbrush. "What the hell? Get back here, dog!" He could hear timber cracking and the underbrush snapping as something huge tore down the trail, coming on like a locomotive straight for him. He turned and fled. "Sweet Jesus! Sweet Jesus! Sweet Jesus!" he chanted as he ran, his mother's long-abandoned religion returning to him in extremis. He could feel its hot breath on the back of his head and gagged from the rank smell it exuded. Jesus God, what was chasing him? Suddenly, his feet tangled in fallen branches lying in the path, he flew through the air and landed heavily against a tree. Blood slowly trickled down his face. He raised his eyes to his pursuer, and this time his bladder released its contents with a warm rush. The beast was upon him.